Welcome, families. And here we are at another episode of Thriving Autism Families. I'm your host, Crystal Sanford. So glad to be here with you today. Our topic is self-care matters. And self-care has just been such an important issue, an important area for us to talk about and think about in the days and time we live in. And so we have a great special guest here to talk about how, as caregivers, we can implement self-care. Our special guest is Octavia Walker. And Octavia, so glad to have you here today.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you so much for having me, Crystal.
Awesome. Just such a pleasure. Can't wait to dive in. And parents, thank you again for joining us at Thriving Autism Families. Always know that the information that is shared is for your informational purposes only. If you are in need of medical or legal advice, please do contact a professional in that area. Also know that our show is sponsored by the Sanford Autism Advocacy Group. We get you, parents, because we are you. We are your autism and IEP advocates, and always feel free to contact us at sdautismhelp.com. All right, so Octavia Walker, our special guest, she is the mom of two children and one son with autism. Octavia left her media sales career to begin to become the founder and life coach at Getting By Is Not Enough Coaching Services. Octavia helps moms of children with disabilities to rely on her firsthand experience and strategic solutions to learn how to become the best advocate for their child, developing a strong support team, and live out their own heartfelt dreams and purpose. Octavia offers personal coaching to help moms create a roadmap that focuses on their strengths so they can have the confidence and peace of mind to take care of their family and themselves by building a life that they truly deserve and desire. You know, this is wonderful, Octavia. I need more of you in my life. Okay? I am just so excited to hear more about you. And I just, you know, I value story. Everybody's life matters. I'd love to hear a little bit more about what led you to become a life coach.
So like most people, this kind of started, you know, with my son being diagnosed with the autism and speech impairment June of 2015. So that 2015 was quite a doozy of a year. I got laid off in that January. I turned 40. I moved, had a miscarriage, and then my son's diagnosis.
Oh my gosh, just unbelievable.
So it was a whirlwind. So for me, you know, like most mom parents, I get into that mama bear mode. I got into therapies and then still wearing the typical hats of I had my daughter, of, you know, picking her up from school. But then I also became an insurance adjuster, as you know, with all the paperwork that we deal with, you know, and it just got into this whole mode of just survival. And to me, it wasn't healthy. I gained 20 pounds that year and was basically borderline hypertension.
Wow.
And it wasn't a good feeling, but I kept running like that for another 3 years. I eventually got a job. I started doing the day-to-day things as mom, working mom, you know, trying to take care of my son, trying to take care of my daughter, doing all the things. And one day that ended up being my aha moment. And I tell everyone is how a trip to the hair salon changed my life.
Oh my God.
It's an interesting story about my daughter. So I was, you know, as a mom, you're looking forward to getting your hair done. You know, I was excited. I was like, I had a rough week at work. And I said, I'm just ready to get my hair done. Someone just to shower all everything on me. I was excited to do this.
Yeah.
And in the midst of being in a shampoo bowl, I got a text from my daughter. And she says, Mom, I think you should check out this episode. And the episode name was Stop Overthinking.
Ooh.
So first of all, I had no idea what a podcast was.
Okay.
And second of all, that was 2018. I had no idea.
Uh-huh. And they were still, I mean, I don't know, to me, like that was all kind of still new.
It was. I had no idea. I mean, I had an iPhone, but I never paid attention to that little icon on my phone.
Yeah.
And so she sent me this podcast. And then I said, okay, this is interesting. So while I'm under the dryer, so I'm going to take a listen to it. And it talked about how when we want to make a change in our life, sometimes we just overthink it. And we know we should be doing something else.
Wow.
And it was so enlightening because I'm like, first of all, again, I don't know what a podcast is. I'm not sure how she knew. And second of all, I was putting on this good faith good face every day. But my daughter saw right through it.
Wow. How old? I got to ask you, how old was your daughter at this
point? She was at the time, that would have been, hold on, I'm doing the math here. Four. She would have been 11.
11 years old.
11 years old.
Wow. You know, and I have an 11-year-old now. And, you know, the idea, you know, kids are like mirrors in so many ways.
That, oh
my gosh. You know, she could sense that mommy needed some help.
She did.
Yeah. Wow. That's powerful. I'm sorry. Keep going.
That's okay. And so it was, I just couldn't imagine. And she stopped right through me because when I got home, I asked her, I said, why did you send that to me? And she said, mommy, I saw that you were tired and you've always talked about wanting to do your own thing. But I think with, you know, with my brother, you're just apprehensive in doing it, but you can do whatever you want.
Wow. That is so powerful. Like, now we know we've got a future something here. Psychology.
Yes. So for me, it was like, okay, so what do I need to do next? Mm. Because this child has sent me this because she sees that I need to do something else. Mm-hmm. And she sees that I'm burnt out and being really a shell of my old self.
Yeah.
How can I be an example for her, but also making sure that I'm doing something that is purposeful and intentional with my life?
Yeah. Wow.
Instead of just going through the motions. Because I'd been in media sales for a long time, had done it since I was in college. Mm-hmm. And when my son was born, it really changed my perspective on my career and how I wanted to be more impactful in what I did day to day. So that really started me on this journey because at this time I was still going, it was 3 years since my son's diagnosis. And I felt there was so much information for children and services. But I'm like, what is out there for moms? Yeah. What's out there for me that I need? You know, besides the Facebook groups, which are great, there's nothing wrong with that. But what can support me right now where I am? Mm-hmm. And so, and that's why I was talking to so many moms and they were, and we all had this commonality of many different issues. But I was like, there's no one that can we can help other than ourselves. But what professionally can I do to focus on helping these moms? So that's how Getting By Is Not Enough got started on how can I be of service and support these moms?
That is just amazing. What a powerful story. And parents, if you're just joining us again, we're here on another episode of Thriving Autism Families. And our topic today is self-care matters. And we have a wonderful special guest, Octavia Walker, who has just been sharing her story of how she came to really find a different purpose. And not that you, and I want to say different because you had been very successful. You know, you had a great family, you had a great career, but you sensed that there was more. There was more, you know, and especially in as at the time of this recording, you know, we talk a lot about pivoting due to COVID. You know, many people with this the Great Resignation, you know, are making shifts. But it sounds like this shift was so intentional, so right on for you in that time of your life. And now you're able to, you know, do something that brings a lot of meaning that matters.
Yes. And I feel that way. I hear so many great stories or when I'm talking to moms and parents, it's like that, as you know, autism is that great thing that bonds us all together.
Yes.
You know, we all have different experiences. I was sharing with the mom, I said, no one knows what it feels like. You know, when you get a call from your school that your child is having a meltdown, you get to the school door and you hear them screaming at the back of the school.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, there's nothing like that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So to be able to sit with someone who understands that, but who also says, I know that you have 24, everyone always talks about everyone has the same 24 hours in a day. No, we don't. It's like life happens, autism happens. And that is not the case. People talk, well, you know, even Beyonce has 24 hours in a day. I look, Beyonce and my life are completely different.
You know what? And, you know, I just thank you for saying that, you know, because some mom needs to hear that. I think there's a mom out there, and I can know that there are listeners who are experiencing some mom guilt, right? Because they believe that they have the same 24 hours as everybody else. And so how come they aren't able to do X, Y, Z, like the Pinterest mom next door,
you know,
the neighbor or whoever. But our experience is so different when you are parenting a child or living with autism in some way.
Exactly.
So what are the struggles that moms share with you in your coaching sessions?
So the main one that I hear is about making decisions. Because as you know, Crystal, I mean, you have to make decisions about school, about medical, about which therapies, which doctor, which medication. It gets to decision overwhelm. It really does. No. And they talk about decision fatigue, and it's real. But what I come across is a lot of moms feel like they don't know what they do once they make a decision. And my whole thing is this: don't get stuck with a decision and then feel like you don't have any options.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of times, let's say you buy a shirt that you don't like. Well, you're going to return it and get something else.
Yeah.
You know, or let me be frank, people get married sometimes and decide, you know what, this might not work for me.
Yeah.
I mean, we always make a decision, but I think, and I'm guilty of it too. I've spent, you know, a year on a wait list, and then I get this therapist and I'm like, this isn't really working. My son's showing me that it's not working. I have that gut feeling it isn't working. But instead of saying, okay, let me pivot and do something else, I dig my heels in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We're all kind of guilty of that.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, and so I feel like, you know, we work under the guise that we don't have any options. It's okay to say, you know what, I made this decision at this time based upon what I knew. Now I know a little bit more and I'm going to do something else. And there is absolutely nothing like that. My favorite saying is that 90% of the decisions we make are refundable. They really
are.
You can ask for an exchange. They are refundable. Do not get stuck with a therapist or a doctor that you do not like, mm-hmm. or a teacher or school, and feel like you can't make a change. And that's the biggest thing that I see is that, well, I have to do this. You don't have to do anything.
Wow.
You don't.
That is so empowering. I mean, parents, as you're listening, take that, write that, put it somewhere, make a t-shirt out of it.